Oasis Audio presents Jesus, Jihad, and Peace by Michael Youssef. Read for you by John Gager. Author's Preface. I was born in the Middle East, spent my early years in the culture of the Middle East, and I return to the Middle East often. I have had many long, revealing conversations with Muslims in general and Islamist hardliners in particular. I know the Middle East well, and have had much first-hand experience with Islamic practices and thought processes. Although I am an American now, for most of my life I have lived with one foot in the West and one foot in the East. Throughout this book, I have tried to distinguish between Islamic ideology and Muslims as people. I have many dear friends and acquaintances who embrace Islam. While I risk being criticized for my sociological, economic, political, and religious assessments of Islam, my ardent desire is that no one would misunderstand my genuine affection and appreciation for Muslim people. From my perspective as a Christian, I see all other religious systems as less than whole. Jesus declared, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," John 14:6. And the Apostle Peter testified before the members of the Jewish ruling council, the Sanhedrin, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. I cannot be true to my Christian faith and believe otherwise. Yet the fact that I, as a Christian, understand Islam to be a false worldview does not mean I look down on Muslim people in any way. On the contrary, I am compelled by my love for Muslim people. I feel a deep burden for them, and I humbly yearn for them to know the fullness of life that comes only through